WKEY.
America, Kate Delaney coming your way from the satellite ship in Dallas, Texas, broadcasting across this great nation in every nook and cranny and outside the borders as well. Coming up a little bit later, we will have birthdays. Celebrating a birthday, I will raise my hand. It is my birthday. Thanks to Matt Johnson for announcing that to the world.
I just want everyone to know how young you are.
That's right. Oh, birthday. It is. It's a good birthday.
You're actually a lot younger than everyone thinks you are.
Don't tell them. Because if they think I'm too young, they'll think I have no idea what I'm talking about. So we don't want to give them that impression either.
You're just a youngin. Little
yeah.
Pup.
A little pup. It's just funny, when it's your birthday, I think of my whole life. My father would say, it's like when I was 10, I would say, I'm almost 11. When I was 11, I'm almost 14. I would just, then all of a sudden I was going, you know, leaping up to 2 years. And he would laugh. He thought that was funny. So he'd say, yeah, you're 14. You're 16. He knew to just pop up the numbers because I wanted to be older. Now I think pretty much you just want to stay where you are. Now, I can't complain about a lot. Very happy to be broadcasting to all of you and feel very, very fortunate. Not happy about what happened a couple of days ago with the health care reform. And the reason why is because there's too many people that don't realize ultimately how this is going to come down and rain on their parade. I'm going to give you some examples. But first, Nancy Pelosi is being touted certainly as a hero in many corners because the Democrats who wanted to see this go through were pushed by the Speaker of the House, and she was the messenger for the president in many ways and on many occasions when it came to health care reform. Here's what she said recently in San Francisco.
We set upon a course to make a difference for the American people. This is not just a bill. We pass many bills that have their impact, and that's important. This was a crusade for change, to take the country in a new direction. Here we are, under the leadership of Barack Obama, great president of the United States. He was unwavering in his support for comprehensive health insurance reform for all Americans. Unwavering.
Okay, so let me give you the example on what will happen with this fabulous health care overhaul. Let's say you're a young adult. You're in your 20s. You've just gotten out of school, or maybe you didn't go to school and you're just working hard trying to keep your head above water. You're 26, you're 27, you're 28 years old even. And what the deal is since most Americans are going to have to buy insurance or will by 2014 or you pay the tax penalty, the premiums for young adults who would normally be healthy would kick up. The coverage on the individual market would climb by about 17%, or so that's what the insurance folks are saying now, 17%, that means about $42 or more a month. Now, that's going to pinch the 20-something crowd who's probably they're struggling unless they have, you know, Chuck Schumer. He was talking how great it is that he can keep his daughter in his health care plan until she's 26. Well, if you're Chuck Schumer's your dad and then you get placed in a great law firm and he has a million connections, that's different than if you're just somebody that doesn't have a lot of connections. So somebody who's self-employed, for example, they end up paying $175, a month or so for health insurance, and that kicks up. It's going to kick up higher. They're going to end up paying maybe $500 more on what they would normally pay a year. So then you think of their income. Then it's a question of whether or not they would even qualify for the tax credits thing. And the new law restricts how much insurers can raise premiums. We know that, the cost based on age alone, but it's still going to increase. So there are a couple of things. The new law limits the ratio to 3-1, meaning a 50-year-old could be charged only three times as much as a 20-year-old. So really, the people who need the leg up in the beginning of their careers are going to get a leg down. $500 extra for health insurance, along with all the costs of living increases and everything, that's a lot of money. Stu is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Oh, Stu, the Wildcats, I am so sad.
Oh, not as sad as I was. It wasn't a good day. My boy was ticked Friday night over the Bucks. You know, Buckeyes got beat Friday night by Tennessee, of all people.
Right.
Kentucky, I beat. It was a sad day in my house, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I want to say something real quick. The other day I hung up. This lady called in. She said she was from Kentucky. And she said she didn't understand why I was so hard on her, that it wasn't all Obama. And you kind of agreed with her to an extent, but I got to explain something, Kate. There's no doubt Bush put us in debt. I'm never doubt that a bit. But we had a president come in who figured if he borrowed money, he could pay off one credit card with another credit card. It's not possible. He borrowed $847 billion and printed more money and borrowed it, whatever he had to do. He put us deeper in debt. Now, this health care bill will put us even deeper in. It'll take $900 billion away from Medicare, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as keeping a child on until they're 26, it's all great and fine. My insurance will let them stay till they're 23. And by the way, self-employment insurance is a lot higher than 175 for a family.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
At the same time, they'll let them stay on until they're 23. I'm hoping and praying by the time my daughter's 23, she has already finished school. All my children have already finished school, or they have their own career by that time. Or unless they go on to a higher education, that's a different ball game. But it's, you know, that's how I see it. When the kid gets out, they're going to college, I'd have no problem keeping them on my insurance. I don't think it's my responsibility to raise my kid till they're 26. If they're out on their own, they decide not to get a job with insurance. That's my opinion. I guess
right.
I'm a little harder than some people.
No, I agree.
That's where I stand on that.
Yeah, you heard what I said.
The health care bill is not helping anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Take Kentucky, for example. Our unemployment's not exactly low. We've got a high unemployment rate right now. And so we need to get the tax money to pay for the Medicaid. If you don't have enough people paying in tax, you don't have enough money to pay for the bills that's coming in. So once again, you've got these bills stacking up and not enough money to pay into the bills. So you're going to have to borrow again. We're already like $1 billion over budget now in this state. We can't afford to put more people on Medicaid. I understand that every working person, I have no problem with a working person, single mother, single father, who needs insurance, they can't afford it, their work, to get Medicaid. I understand that. They're paying the taxes. My problem is with those who abuse it. And there's more that abuse it than actually need it and use it.
Well said. Well said. Absolutely, Stu. Sorry about the Wildcats once again. He gave the explanation, and I agree with the getting in debt thing. There's no question. You know I'm not happy about health care. And $175 for a single guy is a lot, not a family. Stay with us.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
The pain of losing, it's rough. As a longtime Eagles fan, for all of you listening in Wildcat territory, ooh, although you've won, but I can relate to the pain when you're oh so close and you just don't close the deal. Sorry about that to all my pals in Lexington who were pulling for the Wildcats. I was right there with you. It blew up my brackets, and Stu just reminded me of that. The Final Four is set, and let me consult here live on these airwaves with Matt Johnson. Matt, what do you think? Are we going to do in our third hour on Tuesday another Nail the Score?
That is correct. We are going to do that.
And we know the games. Meeting,
but, yeah, we'll do the two games.
Yeah, but we know the teams at least. There's no mystery, so
right.
That's a good thing.
So third hour, 15 after, we'll do it.
Third hour, 15 after. Everybody got that? Live production meeting. This is how it's done in radio. See all the time we saved? We're trying to save the company money. No donuts, no coffee. None of that nonsense. You don't have to. It's just a great thing. So remember that. Mark it down for all you Georgetown, Kentucky folks.
And nobody better pick Duke.
Yes, please. We're upset at Duke. So you want to go with Butler? We like the Butler idea. We've got Michigan State, Butler, and Duke, and West Virginia. West Virginia would be a lot of fun, too. So just if you don't pick Duke, and we're all happy.
Be prepared tomorrow night, third hour, 15 after,
right.
Quarter after.
And you actually have time to do some research if you want to do that research thing. But it doesn't matter. Remember, it's random numbers. This has been a strange tournament where some of the teams have really run it up, where you're seeing 90-some points, or then you're seeing really tight games that are low-scoring games. There has been games where there's been a bunch of defense, but some higher scores than I've seen in a very long time. I'm going to re-rack and go back to the numbers for a second and healthcare. I said this before Stu came on. The new law in with this healthcare reform, I'm going to say it again, the ratio is 3-1. So that means a 50-year-old would be charged or could be charged only three times as much as a 20-year-old because insurers typically charge six or seven times as much to older customers as to younger ones in states with no restrictions. But now with the new law limits, that's what that would do because it restricts how much insurers can raise premium costs based on age alone. That's why you'll see the increase. So if somebody, that's what I'm making the point, if somebody is self-employed, a kid self-employed, he's 24 years old, he's not making, you know, that much money. I gave the example of, like, I had a cousin in this situation, so he was paying a little under $175, just him. No family, no whatever. And now he would see that jump up, probably overall $300 more or so a year. So that, I think, is pretty clear to everybody. But they're not great numbers. So if you're younger, that could add up, and there are some maybe benefits, but the idea that you could stay on your parents' insurance, but that's if the parents can cover you. Or, as Stu said, you know, my mother said to us, okay, I got your back for the four, and I'm going to help you and do what I can, and certainly she helped us. But we could have stayed with her when we graduated, whatever. But the coverage thing and not working is not going to work for a lot of people. There are other kids in the house, and it's not necessarily easy to stay on the parents' coverage. I mean, if it's affordable and they can do it, or you stay on the parents' coverage and you flip them a little bit of money, you know, it just depends on the scenarios. Tax credits will be there for people who make up to four times the federal poverty level. That's $43,000, a little bit over, for a single person. But the credits really are mixed up based on income and whatever the premium costs are. And then low-income single people without children are covered for the first time by Medicaid, and that's maybe $9 million or more. But the average really is that people who are younger than 35 are buying their own insurance on the individual market would pay maybe 40, 50 bucks a month more. Ooh, and that 50 bucks could add up. That can eat real quick into your budget I'll just cut that word out of my vocabulary. It will eat into your budget. Whatever you would do normally, 50 times 50 times a year, and that is too much money for somebody who is struggling, trying to make it, and just starting out in their career. This is just one thing that has changed with healthcare, and that's what we were talking about, the debt that now we are also rolling into. So the other big deal is the pre-existing condition, which all of us agree that that's a good thing. But the pre-existing condition deal with kids has obviously gotten some hot under the collar, including Kathleen Sebelius, who is the woman who runs Health and Human Services, the secretary. And she was on one of the Sunday talking shows. I think it was CNN that she was on. Here's what she had to say.
Well, there was some discussion in a couple of articles over the weekend, John, that suggested that companies were looking at the legislative language. And we just thought it was appropriate as we are in the process of developing regulations for the policy that will be the law in September of this year, to make it very clear that parents shouldn't worry. The law is that children with pre-existing conditions must be covered under their parents' policies. The services that they need for those pre-existing conditions must be covered. The regs will be out shortly to make that very clear. But in the meantime, we thought it was appropriate to put the companies on notice that that's the legislative intent. That's what we intend to do. We intend to follow the law.
All right, so, yeah, they're going to go by pushing the regs, changing the regs, getting them out there. There's been some question about kids and the pre-existing condition, and the idea is now that, boom, that's in law, that's it, right away. If you have a child, then that's off the books. You don't have to worry about it. But if you're an adult, it's still there for the next couple of years, and then that changes over. So if you have some kind of a pre-existing condition, you're afraid to get tested for something because you have to wait, you're changing jobs, you're changing insurers, then you still have to play that game. Since it's not going to cover adults right now, it kicks in for kids. But the kid thing is, I mean, hey, you can't deny that. The kid thing is good. The kids should be. And the insurers are agreeing to even fix the gap in kids' coverage, which they should do. There's no reason you have all these sick kids after this whole healthcare overhaul nonsense. The insurance industry needs to take some of this on their shoulders, so they're not going to try to block any effort to fix that glitch. And that's what Sebelius is talking about there, saying that insurers are going to take the new regulations and they're going to, you know, they're going to forget the uncertainty over the guarantee. They're going to dispel that whole thing over that guarantee that children with medical problems can get coverage starting this year. So they're going to fix it. They're going to fix it so that that happens. They don't want another war of words and angry people calling them up and people with sick children thinking that, okay, this is covered and now I'm getting screwed here. So the health plans are doing what they have to do to avoid getting shellacked by horrible, horrible coverage. And the whole idea was that would stop any kid from being denied health care because they have that pre-existing condition thing. So forget the whole loophole deal. And I agree with Sebelius on that. This is already a broken system with the pre-existing nonsense anyway. So that won't be a problem for people who are trying to sweat it out. But for adults, you got a couple of years on that. It's not kicking in right away. We move from health care coverage coming up on the flip side to states with the highest taxes, the cha-ching factor. Some of them you may already know. And, you know, tax rolls are down with the unemployment rate. But, boy, there are certain parts of the country where you might be living next to those that are making a big buck or two, and you're suffering and have probably been for a while because you got to pay those big taxes. And some of the places are on the East Coast, and some of them are in some pretty cool areas, too. So you pay for the sunshine. We'll talk about that. And a revelation by Ricky Martin and a very strange twist in the Tiger Woods going to Augusta moment that could be spoiled by a former porn star.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income. earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. Did you rob BillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
To America tonight. Thank you very much. You are locked and loaded. And the man who sings Livin' La Vida Loca, Ricky Martin, couldn't have been swarmed by more screaming teenagers and grown women back in his day than anybody I can think of. A really good looking guy who did the club scene in Miami and L.A., the Puerto Rican with the big wide smile. He was part of Menudo. Ricky Martin had a bunch of hits, and it seemed like, you know, he was the guy that everybody was after. I don't think it's really a surprise, though, that he's gay. He never came out while he was big. He had an interview with Barbara Walters where she asked him something about, do you want to say about, you know, if you're a homosexual, do you want to clear up the rumors? And he said, I don't want to discuss it at this time, or something like that. So in the era of the blog, Ricky Martin has his own blog. And he came out and just said, and it makes news naturally, right? Just says, I'm a fortunate homosexual man. And he said, many people tell me, hey, it's not important, it's not worth it, you worked for all these years, you built it, everything you've built will collapse, many people in the world aren't ready to accept the truth, your reality, your nature. And he went into that whole thing about how people told him that. I think anymore with celebrities and entertainment, the bombshells that are, have dropped out of the air in the past decade, nobody cares. Are you kidding me? Think Tiger Woods and all that other stuff. I don't think anybody is maybe surprised, cares, could care less. I don't think anymore, and the announcement is such a big deal, unless you're a politician with a family, you're running on family values, and then there's tawdry photos of you, and you're voting against every gay rights thing that comes down the pike, but it turns out they have you cold, you know, with some other guy and other dalliances. You're the James McGreevy dude, the former governor of New Jersey, who married not one woman and had a child, married another woman and had a child, and then was fooling around at truck stops and all this crazy nonsense. Then that's huge news, huge, because they're hypocritical and liars and, you know, did whatever they could to get elected, and that's wrong. But I don't think with entertainers anybody's so stunned anymore, and I don't think it affects whatever's going on in his career. I don't think it affects it very much, other than Puerto Rico is a big Catholic country, and, you know, maybe there he might be affected a little bit, but probably still not. I'm thinking probably in this day and age, Somebody who is affected is the guy that I just mentioned, Tiger Woods, and this was too good to pass up. Normally, we don't necessarily go down this lane, but I'm going to go here. Jocelyn James, name sounds familiar. The porn star who says Tiger Woods twice impregnated her. She's going to dance or appear at an Atlanta strip club while he's competing at the very prestigious Masters tournament in Augusta. So I wonder how much he's getting paid for appearance, probably big bucks. All over this website, they have things like, I'll just read you the announcement, you know, this woman who has gigantic boobs and that look in her eye is staring out from the website, and it says, Tiger's alleged mistress, Jocelyn James, is in town, and Tiger is just 50 miles away at the Masters, April 8th through 10th. Will Tiger come to see her at the Pony? Will they start sexting again? I mean, look, they're just taking advantage of a good opportunity, marketing-wise, and they're playing it up, so whatever they're paying her, they're going to try to make the big bucks back. And in the midst of all of this, it's going to take a long time for him to see this in his rearview mirror, whether we all could care less about it at this point or not. But every time you'll see or hear a story that comes out about Tiger Woods, there'll be yet another woman that steps up and says, you know what, I had an affair with Tiger Woods. At this point, it doesn't matter. We've just stopped counting. Porn stars, wannabe actresses, whoever. What do they call them? Hostesses, whatever. At this point, I think we're just completely over the whole Tiger Woods thing. Are we over? Matt, are we just tired of the Tiger Woods deal?
I'm way over it.
I am, too. Although I do think this thing is funny because they're taking advantage of the strip club, let's face it, and they're playing up her whole appearance. And they probably already get a bunch of people in there, but they'll get some other people that may stop in.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's going to be the tourists coming through the strip club.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I wonder how many women go to strip clubs.
Not speaking from personal experience, but
I like how you qualify that.
I think there's a healthy minority.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I'll tell a funny story. When I moved to, I was doing a sports show, and I moved to Texas, and, you know, I've lived in a lot of different places, and who cares except for that. It's always interesting to me. It's always fun when you go to a new town, and people are usually so anxious to tell you, oh, this is a great place to live, and here's some great golf courses, and here's some of the cool things in the city, and whatever. Whether it's Albuquerque, I lived in Albuquerque, or whether it's California in Santa Barbara or San Diego or Philadelphia, you know, pick a place, any place. And in Texas, when I was on the air and this doing this sports thing, and it was really, I think it was innocent enough, but people would call up and say, I'd say, hey, hands down, where's the best place to get a steak? And I'm not kidding you. People would call up and say all the time, oh, you got to go to this place. It's called the Lodge. And I'd say, is that a strip club? Oh, who cares? Strip club, but it has the best beef ever. I mean, the best. I'm telling you, you got to go there. Nobody cares. Women go there. It doesn't matter. So maybe women are just going there for the food. or to keep an eye on their significant other. Keeping an eye on taxes, there was a list of the states that pay the highest taxes. And Hawaii, with the incredible beaches and, you know, beautiful water and all the things that Hawaii offers, the Hawaiians are paying some pretty big bucks when it comes to taxes. Like 11% for incomes over 200,000, but the state has some of the country's highest earners. So, you know, you're talking about serious outlays of cash. But the state collects $5,606 annually for every taxpayer. Yeah, for everyone. So visitors, I believe, are paying some of that. Property tax has to be high in some areas of Hawaii, I would think. I mean, look, I looked at some of the places over there, pretty expensive. But other places besides Hawaii, Connecticut, Vermont, a lot of you listening to us in Vermont and in New York and in New Jersey, Connecticut, Vermont, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, taxes there anywhere $4,331 up to $5,464 for each taxpayer annually, and it just depends what drives up state tax revenues on the eastern seaboard. You know, New Jersey people complain. In fact, when I was back, people were complaining about the property taxes, that theirs are the highest in the nation, but the state doesn't collect them. It's the local municipalities that do, the Morristowns, New Jersey, the Cherry Hills, they're the ones. So real estate taxes, the state pulls in pretty big money there. In Vermont, the state collects $167 and change per year per taxpayer for alcohol purchases. It's the 10th highest booze tax in the country. Connecticut gets nailed for a couple of different things. The people of Connecticut, the state income taxes on just individuals are the highest in the country, $3,145 collected and like 82 cents collected per person. New Hampshire, though, the live free or die state, this is a good deal. The people that live there, they live completely free of income tax. Yeah. New Hampshire, they're pretty frugal. They don't have a lot of services, and they don't have to pay. That might be the way a lot of people are going in the future. The norm, I guess, the way to think, or the way government is thinking, is, ooh, tax the high income people. But that can also blow back in their faces. In Maryland, what happened to them in 2008? They were trying to raise more money, you know, get some more money in the state coffers. They started taxing millionaires. But what that did is the millionaires just deferred the capital gains, or they found other ways around it. When they put in the millionaires tax, they just did something different, or they moved away. That's what's happening in New Jersey. A lot of people are moving away. Nobody likes taxes, right? And how about the sales tax rate with a record high, the U.S. sales tax? I'm going to talk about that for a few seconds on the flip side.
Yeah. As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to check the mail. You know how often I am pumping the mailbag. Send us your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net. So where would we be if we didn't go to the mailbag and check out what you had to say? And lately, there have been a lot of people that have been sounding off about health care, of course, and some other things that we've talked about on this show. So we will get to that in just a few moments. But before we do, I promise this because I happen to see this on some website or some article that I read. It might have been that same Forbes thing, and they were talking about sales tax. Chicago has the highest big city sales tax. If you go to Chicago, it's 10.25%. The 10.25%. That's crazy. So they're talking about dropping it down to 9.75%, so that would be the same as L.A. But the tax is, you know, it depends. Sales tax for what? Everybody, every state has a different deal, and a lot of local areas have a different deal. depending on what it is. Meaning that what are you putting the tax on? Groceries? Is it clothing? Is it levied on other things? And then you have states who don't have state income tax. But now we're just talking about the sales tax. So here's what the deal is on sales tax. Chicago, like I said, has the highest. They're going to pull that down. It will be the same as L.A. In New York, it's 8.875. I don't think this is a surprise. Other big cities, San Francisco, Seattle, 9.5. New Orleans, 9%. That's pretty high. I live in Dallas, and we have a pretty steep sales tax. Dallas is 8.25%, along with Houston and Charlotte. Vegas is 8.1%. Philadelphia and Atlanta, 8%. In Arizona, voters are going to go to the polls on May 18th to decide on a 1% rise in the state's 5.6% rate for 3 years. If they approve this, it would jump from 8.3% to 9.3%. And a lot of the high sales taxes they're trying to grab dollars from tourists is the thought. So New Orleans, you know, people going back to New Orleans, Colorado, people skiing, for example, New York, that's pretty obvious. People going to see a show or touring anything in New York. So the idea is that the tourists will pay this, rental cars, hotel rooms. Oh, and that's brutal when you go to New York. You always have to think of the sales tax, what you get hit with in the hotel taxes. And nationally, sales tax in 2008, because I think that's the most they had the statistics for. They didn't have 2009 together yet, but sales tax in 2008 generated more revenue for state and local governments, about $450 billion. Wow. And if you look at that number, that's more than property taxes or personal income taxes. Some people think, hey, that's what we should do. Throw the sales tax out there, and then if people make it high, and if people can afford it, they won't buy it, and that's how we could cut down on some of the problems that we're having. But, you know, good in theory, but not really in execution, because if nobody's buying any disposable goods, and you're slamming up a high number, or even in the area you're trying to get tourists in, if it's ridiculously high than any of the numbers I said, way above that, then you would shoot yourself in the foot. You know, it's interesting. West Virginia adopted the country's first sales tax. They were the first people to step there. Thanks, West Virginia. 1921. Mm-hmm. And there's been talk about a national sales tax, but nobody's ever jumped on that. I don't like the idea of a national sales tax across the border. You know, we talked to Sam and Al and some other people calling in Canada. They have a national 5% sales tax, and only two of the provinces have combined sales tax of 12% or higher. The highest, this is a high number. Boy, you'd hear people squeal in the U.S. and New York if they had this. The highest is 15.5% on Prince Edward Island. Woo, that's pretty high. I don't like the idea of national sales tax. I'm going to say forget that. Gee, our sales tax could rise high enough to meet the unemployment number. Let's head to the mailbag, shall we?
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. So let's hit a couple of the hot topics, if you will. I hate that word topic, but things that we've talked about on the show. That's a better way to say it. And healthcare reform, I mean, you know, we have beat that sucker to death like everybody else because it affects every single one of us. So whether you think it's great, and I'm always inviting people to call in who think it's great, who think the change is good and believe truly that it won't be a mess when it's all said and done, please call or please send me an email. Here's one from Brad C. Hi, Kate. I've been listening to all the discussions about healthcare reform now for a very long time, not just on your show, but on Rush's show and a lot of other fare out there. It's interesting. I'm a Democrat, but I have to say I voted for Obama, and I'm incredibly upset by health care reform. It stinks to high heaven, and I have to agree with some of what you've played on your show from Senator Lindsey Graham, who seems to be on the right track when it comes to health care. It really is just a bunch of noise and special interest when it comes down to it. So now that it goes through, all I keep wondering is exactly what you're saying on the air. Follow the money, and ultimately, what is it going to cost every single one of us? And the answer to that is personal. It depends on your situation, and that's what's so scary. There is no blanket answer. Are you single? Do you have children? Are you divorced? Are you in your 20s? Are you self-employed? But everybody is affected by it, and everybody in the nation is affected because of the deficit, the deficit, the deficit. And mark my words, we're going to regret some of the things that are contained in that bill, but I think most of you realize that. And I'm digging through things and trying to make them, like I did tonight, I'm trying to give you as many personal examples as I can of what the scenarios are that lie out, that are out there in the future. The pre-existing condition, you know, evaporating that, we all like that. And we knew there was going to be some kind of reform, just not necessarily this version. Here's one from Dennis D. I like that. It's like me, where you don't write your whole name. Dennis D. Yo, yo. Isn't that what you say sometimes on the show? Yeah. It's been a long time since I said that. When are you bringing back sports? I love it when you talk about sports. It's a nice break from all the nasty news of the day. You call it lightening the load. Bring back some more sports. I used to listen to you on The Fan. Good job. I'll keep listening. All right, we will bring back more sports. And we do Nail the Score. We're doing that in the third hour of our next show. So if you tune in the third hour, the two, you know, it's the final four. So the two games that are left, you get a chance to try to nail those. We'll see if anybody comes close, if anybody actually nails the score, which would be great. Oh, I would love for somebody to nail the score. So tough to do, but you have another chance on this show. And then for the final game, you'll have a chance to do that, too. Here's the last one for you, and this one is from Francis McDermott. Francis says, Kate, I love it when you do the birthdays, and the reason I love it when you do the birthdays is because you always preface it with, I try as hard as I can, but I think you're going to recognize however many names are on the list. And it's always funny because it's true. Sometimes I do know the names of the people that you are talking about, and I think it's funny to try to guess how old they are. And quite often I have absolutely no clue about any of the actors, especially whose birthdays you announce. I know, that's why it's kind of like my disclaimer. You might not recognize these names, but it's their birthday. You know what I'm saying? You can always send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.